Our very brief reading from the Gospel today is a story that many, many people are familiar with, very, very familiar. And certainly there have been oceans of ink used by various commentators to explain the story or to understand or interpret the story. And in my reading of those commentaries, it seems more that they are a reflection of the particular ideas of the scholar rather than necessarily being an accurate interpretation of what's going on in the gospel. They're valuable and insightful, but I think they're missing a key point. And what I would like to do for you is just to recreate a little bit what the circumstance and invite you to reflect on what the text means. Now, one of the things that we have to keep very much in mind is in the world of Jesus, in the ancient Near Middle Eastern world, there was a very, very strict separation according to gender. And so literally in the outdoors areas or the public spaces, there was the man's space and then there was the woman's space. And there again, there was a very strong separation according to gender. The men and the boys after puberty would be together, and that was the work world or whatever, and the women and children would be in their space. Now, certainly there we would see each other and interact somewhat, but there was a very strong gender division. Now, that carried over into their homes, and in their houses, in fact, there was considered to be the public space where men and visitors would gather, male visitors, and then there was the private space, which was the place for women and children. Now, curiously, the public space in a house would have been the dining area because the men all ate together, and the women and children ate separately. They would use the same facility, but at different times. And then the other public space would be what we would call a living room, or you know, a park, or a place for socializing and visiting. Those were the public areas within the house. Okay. Now, in our world today, we don't separate according to gender. But when you're in your house, you're in your house. Okay. Certainly, I'm sure some of you have heard of, you know, the man cave. Okay, it's like the you go place where you go pursue your hobby or watch sports or whatever. And barring the wife, I wasn't sure what the female equivalent was. So one of my parishioners at St. Joe said, "Well, that's the she shed." I was like, "Okay." So that the again in the house, you may have a room where you want to pursue your hobbies or pursue your interests or whatever, but your house is your house. It's very important for us to appreciate the very different world because we're going to miss the point of the story. Okay? There is the man's space, the dining room, and the equivalent of the living room, and then the woman's space was the private world. That's what this whole conversation is about between Martha and Jesus. Okay? Mary is in the public space. She is seated at the feet of Jesus. I'm going to get into that in a second. But Mary is out with the men. And Martha is back with the other women and the children preparing the food. And so it's initially an argument about Mary being where she shouldn't be. She shouldn't be out with the men. That's what this whole argument is. Okay, now, what's Luke's point in telling us the story? He tells us, if we have ears to hear or eyes to see, okay, when he describes where Mary is, she is seated at the feet of Jesus. And again, that's kind of lost on us. But that is a very important cue because that posture, to be seated at the feet of someone, is the posture of being a student or a disciple. Okay, now, you've all been to school, and you realize that in our schooling, where do the kids sit? They sit at desks. So if Luke had said, well, Mary was seated at her desk, you would have said, oh, like a student. Well, no, she was seated at the feet of Jesus. That's the posture in the ancient world of a disciple. Martha is concerned about Mary being in the man's part of the house. And rightfully so. I mean, I'm not condemning. Martha is trying to keep things the way they always were, which, by the way, is your idea here at IHM. Okay, let's keep things the way they always are. Well, Jesus' response is, Mary has chosen to be a disciple. And that's the best part. Mary has chosen to be a disciple. She is seated at the feet of Jesus as a disciple. Now, Martha being involved in preparing the food and making sure the guests are comfortable, that's all good. That's great. But the best part is being a disciple. Now, we don't live in a world with strict gender separation like they did. I mean, oh my God, there's a man seated next to a woman here and here and here. That would never happen. The question for us is, what's most important in our lives? Is doing our work or earning our money or taking care of the yard or fixing up the house, is that the most important thing? In the gospel, Jesus says, being a disciple is the most important. So I'm going to invite you to think about this as you go about your day today. What's the most important thing in your life? Jesus says, being a disciple is the best part.